Grew up on the southern shores, Louisiana, that ain't no more. Kicking mud up off a crawfish hole, barefooted with a fishing pole. Make a living with my own two hands, yeah, it's part of being who I am. Went to working in the oil field, that's the only way to pay our bills. But if I'm lucky, I could have a son, take him hunting like a daddy done. Get him working on a fishing boat up and down the Gulf of Mexico.
The rain was coming down hard on Drew Landry's tin roof in Scott, Louisiana. We sat and listened as he played BP Blues, the song that divided his old life from his new one.
11 dead out on a deep sea rig, doing what it is they had to live. All bleeding from a gaping hole, up and down the Gulf of Mexico.
Landry was a part-time crawfisherman, part-time songwriter, when oil from BP's Macondo well began spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. He wanted to do something, so he drove down to the coast and offered to help clean up. Never given a chance to actually clean the oil, Landry found what he thought was a better way to help.
After 3 days, I decided, is it more important that I have a job for myself, or is it more important that I document what's going on? And I always had a couple of people with boats in both places that would allow me to take journalists down and tell the truth. Because at that same time, BP would, they'd give you a ride on a boat if, say, you were with any of the major networks, but they'd take you where there wasn't any oil.
As Landry threw himself into this new work, he met all sorts of people who were hurt by the spill. One of them was Sharif Voigtlin, whose oil worker husband had lost his job on a deepwater rig. One day, in July, Voigtlin called him.
She's like, we got to go to New Orleans. The oil spill commission's going to be there. And I'm just kind of like, no, we don't. I'm just sick of this crap. Nobody's listening, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, Drew, we really need to go. We walked in, signed up to talk for 3 minutes. Waited for about 4 or 5 hours and listened to oil lobbyists talk about how important it was to get back to drilling. Mary Landry talk about, you know, we needed jobs. And those things are all true.
But they were not the whole truth for Landry. He wanted to get across the personal impact of the spill on the fishermen and oil workers he had met. A friend convinced him that the best way to get people to really listen was with his music.
And he's like, Drew, just go get your guitar, man. He's like, nobody's listening in that meeting anymore. It's, you know, forget a moratorium. That thing's a moratorium, you know? And I said, well, maybe you're right.
But little brother, he ain't feeling well. So what you spraying on that oil spill? How many of us got to lose our life before the people get to work on time? And tell the banker I don't want a loan. Send them lawyers back to where they from. Cause even Jesus couldn't save their soul. Or put me back out on my fishing boat.
Landry's performance left the room silent. The video became a YouTube sensation, and Landry became a full-time activist. He organized rallies and town hall gatherings, and he lost what he calls his natural shyness. He does more than just play his music, though. He's not afraid to confront authorities head-on with issues that matter to him. Here he is at a public meeting with claims administrator Kenneth Feinberg.
When it comes to the final payment, you said that what you were basing on was all studies that BP had basically paid for. And you agreed that you could at least meet with these people and consider the independent testing that weren't done by BP or the federal government. I'm just here to call you on it. We'd like to submit some of that stuff and have that meeting.
Let me just say, we have been meeting constantly with nonprofit groups.
Yeah, but I'm calling my bring them all together with some concrete stuff that you can show what you got and the people can see what the people have tested.
Let me just tell you what we're going to do. And here's my suggestion.
Ultimately, Landry realized he was a musician above all. Just after the spill, he performed at a memorial concert honoring Bobby Charles, a singer-songwriter from nearby Abbeville. Charles wrote famous tunes like Walkin' to New Orleans and See You Later, Alligator, One of the musicians Landry played with that night was Mac Rebenek, the bluesman better known as Dr. John.
And so Mac told me that Bobby was called after the Clean Up Water Act didn't go through. He was called to write these environmental songs. Mine, or I feel like they come from the same place, right? Bobby also lived a couple houses down from my grandparents before we moved to Holly Beach. He also wrote some of the greatest songs of all time, but this was a different project that he was really inspired to do, and it was called Solution to Pollution.
Landry and Rebenek decided that one way to honor Charles's legacy and keep attention on the oil spill would be to record their own version of Solution to Pollution. A 5-song sampler from this collaboration will be released April 20th, the 1-year anniversary of the spill. The sales from this sampler will finance a longer CD. Landry and Dr. John will be performing and selling the recording Wednesday night at Tipitina's French Quarter in New Orleans. One of the highlights will be Dr. John's rendition of this song written by Landry.
So I'm hoping that can be the catalyst that makes this spill, that ties this disaster, this man-made disaster, into other ones like fracking, mountaintop removal, and things that are preventable. I just hope that the music side of it can tell people the truth without them having to live it. I think music conveys an emotion and can bring a truth that you can watch a documentary for an hour and leave feeling like crap, but you can listen to a song for 3 minutes and it can inspire you to do something.
Scott, Louisiana, I'm Richard Ziegler.